This is St. Louis Public Radio. The contest for St. Louis County Executive is already the region's top political battle, even though the primary vote is months away. Incumbent Steve Stinger and fellow Democrat Mark Montovani are flooding the airwaves with attack ads. St. Louis Public Radio's Joe Manis explains why.
To get a sense of the unusual intensity of the Democratic fight, just listen to a couple of their TV spots. Here's Montovani, a businessman and first-time candidate, who's basically accusing Stinger of being crooked.
Political donors are getting sweetheart deals from St. Louis County government, and we pay for it. It's like a corruption tax. Exhibit 1, a bloated lease deal enriching insiders, costing millions. Meanwhile, companies and jobs pass us by.
And here's one of Stinger's ads, which contends Montovani is really a Republican.
If you're a Democrat and you've never heard of Mark Montovani before, here's why. Mark Montovani was one of Eric Greitens' biggest supporters. Mark Montovani gave Eric Greitens over $20,000 for his gubernatorial campaign.
Montovani says he's a real Democrat, but concedes he was fooled by Greitens, the state's embattled GOP governor. So far, Montovani and Stinger are on a record-setting spending pace. Montovani has spent close to $800,000 and put in $1 million of his own money. Stinger has spent $1.2 million and still has $2.3 million in the bank. Montovani contends his business expertise is what the county needs.
Our economic development operation within this community is in disarray. We have a variety of different organizations that are, in my view, not collaborating effectively.
Stinger accuses his opponents of discounting his success. He points to $5 billion in economic investment since he took office in 2015.
When you're making progress, you're ruffling feathers. So there are certainly going to be feathers in our community that have been ruffled because we have pursued a progressive agenda.
Montovani is among the critics attacking Stinger because he has moved several county offices to the old Northwest Plaza Mall in St. Anne. Stinger received hefty campaign donations from the developers. Stinger says the move is revitalizing a part of the county that needed it. He points to the county council's vote in favor of the move and notes several council members also got donations from the developers. Another key factor is Stinger's old political wounds. Some African-American Democrats say Stinger has failed to heal the racial split over his defeat in 2014 of longtime incumbent Charlie Dooley, who is black. Cool Valley Mayor Viola Murphy backed Dooley. She says she hasn't heard from Stinger since he took office, but she met with Montovani and was impressed.
We need honest, strong leadership in our area. I just don't think we have that right now.
Montovani also appears to be wooing some Republicans who might be encouraged to cross over and take a Democratic primary ballot, especially since no well-known Republican is running. Former County Councilman Skip Mange, a Republican from Town and Country, backs Montovani.
We need a county executive who can bring the whole region together.
Stinger's biggest backers include the region's unions, who note that he was raised in a union household. Al Bond heads the Carpenters Regional Council, which is among Stinger's top donors.
He supports working families. He's always done what he said he was going to do.
Pat White, president of the Greater St. Louis Labor Council, says there's no doubt labor will actively campaign for Stinger in the August primary.
It's very important to have someone who is labor-friendly in one of the largest single blocks of voters in the state.
Stinger and Montovani's ads both cite their opposition to a state right-to-work law that would curb union rights. But the two are tangling over who has the best pro-worker record. I'm Joe Manis, St. Louis Public Radio.